Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I meant to hold that last caller over. That's a whole show debate. I appreciate him calling. He made a really good point. We should debate why humans are the most powerful creature on this planet that we know of. Made in the image of God. I think my analysis was dead on, but we can have a debate. I think his points were well taken. Let's go to the next caller. Gerald in South Carolina. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother.
Okay, so the vision that I've been having about this shot, it starts out where they're manufacturing the vials that they constantly show on TV. You see the little blue thing in the center where they put the needle through. It reminds me of a primer on a gun, on a bullet on a gun.
Yes.
Next stage of the vision, AR. It morphs into the needle, the real assault weapon.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's the vision I've been having.
Well, the crew just brought me this CDC document I'll cover with Chris Sky, where they admit the simian monkey virus in the shots. And then I've got Google saying it doesn't exist. That's aiding and abetting murder. These people are killing us with information.
Amen.
Pisses me off, man. I mean, these are creeps. These are eugenicists that think we're animals and are here to die. Well, I got news for Sergey Brin and Larry Page. You're going to pay for what you've done. I appreciate your call, Gerald. Murderers. Kim in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Alex, Pedo Peter is the child catcher off of Titty Titty Bang Bang sniffing out the kids.
I got to be honest with you, I'm not making out what you're saying.
It's very old phone, I'm sorry. Pedo Peter, Joe Biden, is the child catcher off of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sniffing out the kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, he's a child catcher, and he sniffs the kids, and he captures them all in town and collects them in the caves, and it's Joe Biden. You got to check it out.
I've heard the term Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but I didn't know what it was. That's some kind of... Is that like a fairy tale or something about a gremlin or something?
Yep, it's where supercalifragilisticexpialidocious came from. You said it the other day, and I thought, oh, he's going to get it, and you didn't, and I thought...
Guys, give me the etymology of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I believe you. I just don't know about it. So enlighten me. You learn something new all the time.
Oh, he sneaks around, and he's... collects all the kids, and they try to hide the kids from him, and he keeps them in a dungeon, and he's got this big nose, and he sniffs them out like Biden does when he sniffs kids.
Wow.
You know,
most of those wives' tales and things have a basis in reality, like Little Red Riding Hood. I guess they found him. That's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He kind of looks like Biden. And Little Red Riding Hood's like, hey, when you walk to Grandma's house, watch out for a man posed as a woman, just like the pedophiles now.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. Tell me more about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's a fairy tale with Ned's dad and his wife dies, and then he meets a rich woman, and then he makes candy, and they fly off in this imaginary car that they build, and then they land in this other world, and there's no kids. And they brought two kids with them. So they're, like, looking for the kids because they could start smelling them and people, and then they had to disguise the kids. And a toy maker helps them. And he takes the kids and hides them in a basement, and the child catcher comes in. And he's sniffing for them, and he knows they're there. And at the end, they get all the kids out, and they free the kids, and then they fly back to the real world.
Wow. Man, I tell you, in the meanwhile, that's Joe Biden. Incredible call, Kim. Thank you so much. We're going to break. Chris Sky in studio. We'll take more of your calls as well. Leah, Jim, Frank, Steve, and Henry. No more calls after them, but keep them on hold. We'll get to them with the great Chris Sky. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today as well. Wow. So much we learned from history, both fiction and mainline history. We'll be right back. Yippee-ki-yay.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already at the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWars. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
Receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What's going on, everybody? It is Wednesday morning. I'm here in Austin, Texas at the 1886 Cafe, about to smash a breakfast. I just finished at the gym. And I guess you could say the tour to change the world kicked off the moment I crossed into the U.S. and I made it. That was probably the hardest obstacle for the tour. But I'm going to say it's officially kicking off today. I'm going to InfoWars Studio in person. The first time I've ever done a live in-person show anywhere outside of Canada. I'm pretty excited for it. And here's the best part. First hour, it's going to be Alex and I. And then they have just asked if I will take over Alex's desk and host the show on InfoWars today. The second hour that I'm going to be on, and what a way to start the tour. I'm going to be on InfoWars, hosting InfoWars. This weekend, I'm at the American Liberty Awards. Then I'm going to be driving through from Texas to Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, en route to Miami. Have a meet and greet in Miami on the 15th. We have Vero Beach on the 17th with Mr. Stu Peters in the studio, and a meet and greet on the 17th. Then we're driving back towards Texas. We're looking to stop in Dallas and hopefully meet up with Mr. David Harris Jr. That has not yet been confirmed, but we're working on it. And from there, I'm going to be in New Mexico with my man, King Bao. We're going to talk about his new child grooming thing with Jimmy Kimmel, who did not respond, of course. What are you going to say? And from there, we're going up to Colorado, and we're going to be with wonderful people at Conservative Daily. And that's just in the next couple of weeks. We got more stuff coming up after that. If you guys want to contact me, if you want to see me when I'm driving through your state, anything, you know how to reach me. It's 416-400-9994. get at me. I'm going to be busy as hell, but I'm going to make it happen. Love you guys. Can't wait for today. InfoWars, American Liberty Awards, Stu Peters, hopefully David Harris Jr., King Bao, Conservative Daily, and much more to come. Contact me, 416-400-9994. God bless you guys. Love you.
All right, I've known Chris Skye for over 3 years. He's the number one Canadian activist against Trudeau, who is a dictator. We'll explain how that really works. He's supposedly elected, but he only got 30% of the vote. And the total tyranny of the WEF that's taking place there. We've also got the latest pedophile news from the UN, where they openly have put out an official document calling for sex with children as young as five, as long as they want it. Oh, your child wants their penis cut off. Oh, your child wants to have sex with a pedophile. This is incredible information. I have the document right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is all coming up. Also, Google has committed a crime against humanity. They weren't just invested in the EcoHealth Alliance Wuhan lab, but they are helping suppress what really happened with it. We're going to hit some incredible breaking information. But I want to play a clip. I saw the one they put on screen was his later prediction. There's the famous one with him just straight on. 6 months before they kept the lockdowns going, when they were saying, oh, just 15 days to flatten the curve, he laid it out perfectly what their plan was. But here's one of his predictions.
Hey, man, did you want to do an interview?
Sure. What's up, buddy?
So we saw you speaking earlier. What's the main message you're trying to get across today?
That the response to COVID is a lot worse than COVID, and COVID isn't about a virus. It's about increasing government control over our lives by using fear tactics to make people comply with giving up the rights and freedoms that millions of people fought and died for.
Cool. And what do you say to the people that we spoke to? Some of the people across the street, they're saying you guys are all stupid, that a lot of them say mandatory mask outside is what they want. How do you respond to people who are against what you're standing for here today?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I just came from Netherlands. The Dutch are not stupid people. They're smart, they're independent, and they have balls. So guess what? They have no masks. They have 17 million people. If you go to a train station, maybe 1 out of 20 people is scared enough to wear a mask. Their bars are open. The girls are still working. You can go smoke a joint in their coffee shops. You can eat in their restaurant. They're open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and they've had less than 200 people up to age 60 die. When I was also Amsterdam is one of the top three cities in all of Europe for international travel. 50 million visitors a year from all over the world. So I met people from all different countries when I was there. Guess what? The only other country that's stupid like Canada and wearing masks on their school children was Germany and Belgium. Belgium's EU and UN headquarters, and Germany's had millions of people protesting in the streets over it. Italy, no masks on the kids. France, only masks for 12 and older. Egypt, no mask on the kids. Iran, no mask on the kids. Sweden, no mask on the kids. Finland, no mask. Denmark, no mask. So what is Canada? Why do we need them here where all these other countries are just fine without them? Answer, you don't. And when you have real world examples, that's the proof. It's that simple. You don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of, and it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Why didn't the cops shut it down today?
Cops didn't shut it down because they don't have the power to shut it down. I'm on quarantine. I was just in Ireland speaking to 15,000 people. They grabbed me before I could even get out of the car and said, you're not allowed to be here. Get out of here. La, la, la. I said, what are you going to do? Find me? Arrest me? Go for it. Do it right in front of everybody so I can challenge it, make it public, challenge it with all the different charter of rights and freedoms that you're breaking under these emergency laws that you do not have demonstrable justification to uphold, and then I will win. Everybody will know your laws are bullshit. And this whole charade collapses. Newsflash, they found over 600 people breaking quarantine. You know how many got fined? Zero. It's not because they're cutting them a break. It's because they don't have the power to do it. Just like they don't have the power to shut down your business or give you a $100,000 fine if you stay open. It's all lies. It's all smoke and mirrors. And none of it will hold up in court. And I'm proof. They grabbed me. I'm here. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking on the van. I'm not hiding from anyone. You want me to take you and go talk to the police right now? I will.
That's September of 2020, almost 3 years ago. It's easy to hear that now and go, oh, that guy's just talking about what happened. No, he was talking about what was about to happen. He'll tell us what he believes is coming next. And I'm honored to have a hand in this guy's great development. Been listening to me since he was 14.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With climate change. Climate change.
By the way, we had the Project Veritas a year and a half ago saying, we've been told the next thing is terrorize them and say it's the hottest ever.
Of course.
Which none of that's true.
It's not true at all. But now what are they doing? They're naming heat waves like they're hurricanes. And they're using air quality as both reasons to try to keep people locked up.
And ban all gas-powered systems.
They're doing that already. In Toronto, they're trying to force everybody to give up their lawnmowers, give up their trimmers, give up anything that's gas-powered. They even enacted a zoning bylaw for all over the greater Toronto area that forces developers to adhere to new climate emergency policies that put in restrictions on the amount of parking. And before it was minimum amounts required, now there's maximum amounts of car parking allowed. And it's going right along with the World Economic Forum plan of a 75% reduction.
And you're a builder, so you know this. So it's a global standardized system, just like the shot. It's all UN run. What's coming next from these people? That's what you're really good at.
What's coming next is they realize that COVID worked really well to disarm people mentally, physically, spiritually, etc., because there was real fear for instantaneous death for everybody. And now with climate change, they're trying to do the same agenda, but people aren't scared. They don't believe these stupid predictions. They don't believe we're all going to die. So they're trying to guilt people into submission, to guilt people to give up their rights and freedoms. And
a man died in Death Valley.
Exactly. But it's not working the same. So I believe they're going to try to do a combination of things to bring up the level of fear, to once again to bring up the level of compliance. Because they want to push through the climate allowance. They want to push through 15-minute cities. They want to push through digital ID. And 100% they want to push through a digital currency. But they don't have the fear in the public or enough chaos to be able to do that. So that's why we're going to see a resurgence of all this COVID or triple-demic, whatever type of propaganda they can to try to scare us back into submission so they can get us all into that state of fear.
Absolutely. Remember a year and a half ago, Prince Charles, now King Charles, I asked the crew to get the clip. If you guys forget, if you don't, let me know. If you guys find the Prince Charles clip, he gets up, gives a speech, he says, we need a military mobilization to cut the carbon. Well, trees are carbon. We're carbon. And now Biden came out, we'll play clip 16. We're preparing the military for trying to deal with the climate stuff. So this is their excuse to now literally cut things off, shut down the resources. Here's the clip.
How is the U.S. preparing the military?
Well, we're preparing the military by trying to deal with the climate stuff. For example, many of the bases of the flooded, many of these massive floods, they flooded out military bases in the Midwest and the South. That has a profound impact on readiness. And so what we have to do is change the way in which we generate energy. And that's the whole of it. And the military is doing their part.
Hit pause. Hit pause before we go to Charles. I want to just say something. The hottest temperatures ever recorded were in like 1907, 1909, and then 1913, 1922. That's on the NOAA website. It's on the federal site. It's the same thing. They've caught operatives of the climate change cult putting thermometers on blacktop at airports and stuff to show a higher temperature. They're saying Death Valley broke its temperature record 130. Its record's 134, folks. This is a hot summer. It happens. Yeah, it's hot in Texas. It's hot in Death Valley, Nevada. That's why it's called Death Valley. You go there, you're probably going to die. It's 130 degrees. This is idiotic. Don't go to a place in summer called Death Valley for a reason. There's no life there. Not even cactuses. Okay? So, only thing there's like caves in the mountains that bats fly out of. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. And so it's so, and I can play all the clips of John Kerry in 2009. By 2013, all the major ports will be flooded. It hasn't gone up one centimeter. It's a lie. It's a fraud. And then there's Joe Biden saying the military bases are all flooding. What the hell? It turns out we've had less hurricanes in the last 20 years. Less flooding. We always have flooding. It's like I saw him saying climate change in Maui, a volcano. Volcanoes are under the earth. It's volcanic islands. The volcanoes are always going off in Kona and Maui. This is ridiculous.
Well, and then they talk about the wildfires that we had in Canada. And
how, what happened? Those hundreds said at one time, though. That looks staged.
Not only hundreds said at one time, they actually arrested dozens of people around the country for arson.
That's right.
So,
and they were all environmental activist types.
Pretty much. And they were all...
Remember 3 years ago during the Trump campaign where all those fires in California, Oregon, Washington? They've arrested dozens of Antifa now, charged them. They were doing it.
Of course.
No. Sorry, I'm ranting.
There's no such thing as wildfires. They're fires that are caused by people, and they're caused by people with an agenda. And the climate change agenda is just like the COVID agenda. It's about, like you said, climate change is about reducing carbon. We are the carbon they want to reduce. That is why every type of their so-called environmental solutions involves you giving up some mobility, giving up some freedom, giving up some money, giving up some opportunity for your future. It requires you limiting your way of life and getting used to less and less.
You're non-essential. They're treating you to live in a prison.
That's exactly what it is. And that's what these 15-minute cities with mixed-use developments are. I've been in development for over 20 years, so I understood this right away when they do it. They're setting up these buildings right now in Toronto, 60 stories. The top 40 floors is where people live. The mid-20 floors is like the gym, the Starbucks, the grocery store, virtually everything you need. And then the bottom 20 floors is commercial and retail. There are probably about 1,000 units for people to live and work in there. Meanwhile, you'll only find parking for like 100 to 200. Where are the rest of the people supposed to be? Oh, don't worry, you have bike parking. And now you don't need a car because you're going to work upstairs or live upstairs. You're going to work downstairs. And everything else you need is in the building.
Prison.
It's exactly like prison, except you can leave when you want. But where are you going to go on a bike? You live in Texas. It's gorgeous here. It's like over 100 degrees now. But even in the winter, it's nice. You can take a scooter. You can take a bike. In Toronto, the most populous area, the whole GTA of Canada, there's like 40 million people. There's 10 million people right there, 25% of the population. And the majority of Canada is under snow 5 to 6 months out of the year. So where are you going to go if you don't have a car? And you live in these cities. And on top of that, your district, and they call them districts, by the way, that's not my word, that's their word. Your district is designed to be identical to the district next to you. So why the hell are you going to go over there when it's the same gym, the same growth?
And again, only select corporations are allowed to even be in those areas.
And how do they do that? It's very simple. All those wonderful small businesses that have been the backbone of cities downtown, they require vehicle traffic because their customers are not coming from downtown. Their customers are coming from the suburbs many miles away. They're driving there specifically for that business.
What it does
service.
Is it kills all the small businesses, which is what COVID was designed to do.
100%.
What, the average billionaire doubled their wealth during COVID?
At least. And that's just that's just on paper. And then how many?
It was a vertical integration war. And you heard Gates say this was all a test.
Yes.
I played a clip today. A test.
Yes.
You imagine the real thing.
Well, that's what they're gearing up for, and that's why they wanted all their climate change agendas in place. Because if they can have the carbon allowance set up, if they can have the digital identity set up, the digital currency set up, and already have the 15-minute cities being built, and then they do another COVID-style lockdown, and everybody's locked up, businesses are closed, people are masked, people are jabbed, people are mandated through travel, they'll be able to push through all the climate change agenda.
Well, remember China and Australia and New Zealand were the model. Remember when all the trendies that were in the 50-story skyscrapers couldn't leave their houses? Well, you're in a COVID lockdown already.
That's how it is in China right now. They have every one of those buildings has like gated turnstiles, like you'd have at a subway station or something. And you have to scan, and you have to show that you've been tested and you're okay, and then you're allowed to leave.
But meanwhile, our border is wide open. So they're setting up internal checkpoints for us in TSA, but then the border's wide open.
Well, because they have selective entry and exit. They want certain people to come in, and they don't want certain people to leave. It's very obvious.
They're building the prisons and trying to entice us to get inside the cage. Don't do it. Chris Sky is on fire. He's here for the Liberty Awards. They're going to be this Saturday at the Vulcan Gas Company. I don't even know if tickets are still available. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Fortune canto, fortune razzi, i razzi posso celis, fortune amici, fortune razzi, tra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got a real fighter in studio with us. Your phone calls are coming up. Chris Sky, get back into big picture and what the enemy's going to try next, because you're really good at analyzing that. A smart cookie. But before you do that, How would you describe the awakening that is happening right now? I think it's exponential. I think the globalists have bit off more than they can chew.
Oh, totally. They showed their hand. They woke everybody up. And we can use simple math to prove that when they try the next pandemic, it's simply not going to work. They're not going to be able to institute the mandates like they did before. And how can I be so sure of that? How can I prove that? Well, in the U.S. alone, they already admit that, 30% of the people didn't take the first or second or third or fourth jabs. No, they didn't take any. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how many people out of the 70%, whether they took two jabs or seven jabs, have said that they're never going to take another jab?
The majority. Right.
A lot of them. So if they can't get that 70% again, they can't mandate. 60% is not enough. 50% is not enough. So unless they can get the exact same level of compliance that they got the first time, they're not going to be able to mandate it. If we've done our job and people like us have done our job, that means we're going to get at least 10, 20, maybe even 30% of the population up now more on our side.
And let me interrupt to back you up. I meant to play it 2 months ago, but she's so disgusting, I just couldn't do it. Chelsea Clinton was hosting the Clinton Foundation event, and I sent the clip of the crew. We never did it. We had an article on InfoWars about it, but she said, after COVID, even less people trust the shots. So we've got to even do a better job to make them take it, working with industries and government. She's right there saying we're kicking their ass.
It's true, and we are. They had to throw away millions and millions of dollars worth of shots. They're running a massive propaganda campaign right now in Canada to try to get people to take it as an annual shot, like there's another flu vaccine.
A tornado destroyed millions of them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm sure that was just a wonderful act of God. And this is the kind of stuff that's happening all over. When Moderna's stock is down like 50%, and they're begging for more government money. Isn't it funny how all these stocks got pumped up with government-funded tax dollars, and now that they're in the toilet, they want more government-funded money? This is how big pharma works. And that's why they're doing this whole agenda. We got to talk about the agenda they're doing against the kids, because it's part of the big pharma industry, too.
Because they can't fool the adults, so they're going to target the children, like all drug dealers and pedophiles and scumbags do.
Well, yeah, they get to the children's mind is the most malleable thing on the planet. So you can teach a child just like they're doing. You can teach a child that there's really 75 genders. You can teach a child that they can choose their pronoun.
You can tell a child the Easter Bunny's real.
Yeah, you can even tell a child, hey, you want to be the Easter Bunny? You can be. And they do things like that in the schools today. And if you try to go against it, they pretend that there's something wrong with you. They tell you you need to be open-minded. And it got to the point now that Pride used to be a parade in Canada. Then Pride turned into a month in Canada. Now, Pride in Canada on the government website is officially an entire season. Do you think that helps our tourism? Do you think people want to come from all over the world to summer, the only like warm time in
where a bunch of people push their sexual preference on you? It's
not
weird.
Not even push their sexual preference on you. It's worse now. They've actually made it in law that it is legal, and we have police officers on video saying these words, that it is legal for a man to walk around completely nude with his genitals completely exposed unless it is, and I quote, I'm quoting a police officer now, unless the person's penis is fully erect and they are currently masturbating. So if they have a half erect penis and they're
that's getting... Right. The sergeant said on tape, no, if it's a gay pride, they can do anything, including naked in front of children.
Yeah. And we're supposed to be okay with that. If we're not okay with that, it means we're not open-minded. In Toronto, I exposed how they use taxpayer dollars to hire, and this was endorsed by the Deputy Mayor of Toronto, Jennifer McAlvey, and using our dollars to hire what they called an award-winning drag queen to go to a middle school with children as young as 12 and not just read drag queen story hour. No, this was a full-on performance where this man is dressing up in scantily clad female outfits and then stripping it down to female underwear that is not designed to hold male body parts.
And let's talk about this. Imagine if your buddy invited you out to a company party at a steakhouse, and you get there and everybody's wives are dressed in G-strings like hookers, shaking their ass. You'd go, this is some kind of weird sex cult. Amongst adults, this is bizarre. Or if somebody tried to take a child to a topless bar, they'd be arrested. But if it's the LGBTPS group, then it's okay.
It's not even okay. It's celebrated. It's promoted. They'll actually take video clips of a mother giving like a dollar bill to an 8-year-old child to go put in a 45-year-old, 220-pound man's G-string. It is absolutely ludicrous, and it's happening on a daily basis. We've been exposing it.
So how bad is it going to get? Because they just get crazier by the minute.
Well, it was getting really bad until they came out with something called SOGI in Canada, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. And when I was running for mayor of Toronto, I made it one of the forefronts of the discussion. And now they awakened the monster in Canada. For the first time,
people are protesting everywhere.
Not just people. For the first time since I've been around, we have a whole section of Muslims combined with a whole section of Christians, combined with a whole section of atheists. And they're all together, and they're all saying the exact same thing. Leave our kids alone. They're pulling down pride flags. They're calling out superintendents that are trying to push this agenda, and they're finally speaking out against it.
And that ties into Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, my God. That was the biggest blunder, I believe, in advertising history. I don't think there's anything bigger. I don't think we're going to see anything bigger. And it goes to the adage, go woke, quit broke. And you should. How can you take something like beer and then try to promote it with a trans ideology? It just doesn't work. I'm sorry.
It may work with like autistic 5-year-olds, but nobody else.
Well, look what Italy just did. They banned transgender females. I'll use that lightly, from performing in beauty pageants. And they were looked at as bigots around the world. But I applaud Italians, and I have an Italian background. And I say they're the first country to actually stand up for women and actually protect women's rights. And I believe more women around the world should be complaining about that. It's beautiful how they banned Leah Thomas. I can't even use that name with a straight face, from competing against other females in the pool. But we should be having a complete ban on transgenders competing in sports. It just doesn't make any sense. And you never see a transgender female, a transgender male wanting to compete against male. It's always a transgender female, which is a biological male, who wants to compete against females. So that's just because they want an unfair advantage physically, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And
there's not women transgendering and competing against men, because they'll get destroyed.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's cheating, and they know it, but the system says that we can sell them this, they'll put up with anything.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. It's like Orwell said, he was more worried about leaders being able to change the meaning of words and rewrite history than he was nuclear bombs. Because if you can create a world where every single thing the people believe is a lie, now you've manipulated every single choice that person makes every single hour of the day. And that's what the government wants. They want complete control.
Well, if you don't have a language that's based on reality, you can never break out.
100%. You're a complete prison, whether you know it or not. You're in a prison of the mind, a prison of the body, and pretty soon you're going to be a prison of a 15-minute city.
Well, I know this. 5-6 years ago, I had to have bodyguards to walk the streets. Still had mainly people that liked me, but I had a lot of hate. A year now, I've had one guy come up and get in my face. I mean, it's and now I sit there in restaurants, mainly have people shake my hand, buy me a drink, and people, you know, a few will sit there and stare at me, but they don't open their mouths now. Something changed because they know they're chumps.
No, you're right. I've noticed from 2020 to now, I've noticed a complete 180 in society, and that's how I know that we've been very effective at going through phase one and two of United Noncompliance. Phase one, the global awakening. Phase two is be taking action. But we've fallen short of phase three. I'm a little bit disappointed. Phase three is holding these people accountable, and we're not seeing any.
And Rand Paul's trying, but the FBI, what do you respond to him?
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing in Toronto. We actually filed an election fraud lawsuit, two election fraud lawsuits for the Toronto mayoral election, July 21st, 2023, and we are still awaiting an initial acceptance of the filing and a response from the government.
Well, that's why they're so arrogant, is because they control federal law enforcement. We'll be right back with Chris Sky. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frank, Steve, and Henry's calls. An hour and about 15 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room, 3 p.m. weekday central. It's powerful. Tune into it.
This spreads its tendrils across the universe. One hero rises against the immeasurable might of the globalists. Tune in and trust in the power of the truth to lead us to victory in the great info war. Prepare for the ultimate battle for truth with today's War Room broadcast. Now, it's your host, Owen Schroyer, and his intrepid crew. Find the show and share the links at Infowars.com/show.
Woo! All right. I want to take these calls. You'll be able to host next hour. What are you going to be covering next hour, and what else is on your radar screen?
Well, I want to be covering exactly why I'm here in the U.S., where I'm going to be going from here, and why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's going to be the main thing. And basically, it's a message for all of humanity. We want to network. We want to combine people's resources. We want to combine people's connections. We want to combine people's voices. And we want to get one singular message that freedom is not something that can be taken from us. And freedom is essential, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, but in every country around the world. Otherwise, they're going to do what they did globally, on a global scale, but they're going to target each individual country one by one and take them out that way.
That's right. The first lockdown was beta. They even admit that, to size up each nation.
Exactly. They have to see which nations are going to be compliant. They have to see which nations we're going to fight back. And then they can tweak the individual programs per country to get the maximum compliance and the maximum benefit for themselves the next time they try it again.
That's right. The sociologists have to tweak it. And there's a little bit of tickets left. It will definitely be sold out if you want to go to this Saturday's event. What is it, like 7 to midnight there at the Vulcan Gas Company on 6th Street? Right next to Joe Rogan's club. That's where he was for the last 2 years until he built his own club. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. I'm going to be popping in. Matt Baker's going to be there. Owen Schroyer. Of course, Chris Sky. And so many others. You want to be there? It's this Saturday. And we'll put that URL back on screen. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. If you want to come. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. All right. I want to take some of these phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to... Before we go to Stephen, South Carolina, I want to ask you, he's on Trump indictment. What is your view on Trump?
On the indictment or in general?
The indictment, him pushing the shots. You think he's a good guy, bad guy?
Well, on the indictment, I know a lot about getting charged frivolously. I know a lot about getting charged with fake charges, with politically motivated charges, and having your name characterly assassinated. So I believe that's exactly what's happening to him. I don't think he's going to be found guilty of anything. I think it is going to be a long, drawn-out court battle, expensive. Not that that matters for him. But it is going to, they are going to try to tarnish his name and hurt him politically as much as possible.
It's about pinning him down with all these charges while he's trying to run.
Of course, that's exactly what they do. Because the more charges they put on you, the more resources and time you have to dedicate to this. That's less resources and time that you can dedicate to your political campaign or any of your business ventures or even your family. So it's just a way to slow you down. It's a way to bog you up. It's a way to put you off course. It's a way to dishearten you. And it's a way to ultimately make you unsuccessful in whatever it is you're trying to do.
And that's the only way we can get out of the mud here, which we've basically done, and expand, not just survive, is people go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our 3,000 milligram CBD oil that's so amazing for your whole body, your neurological systems. We got a big sale on water filtration, highest rated, 10% off. That's already a huge discount. That's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. We aren't backed by the globalists. We're backed by you. Plus, these are great products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now. The krill oil is selling out. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. The Ultimate Bone Broth is so incredible for your whole body and your immune system. It's selling out. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for your support. People say, well, you're selling out. Why do you not have money? We don't even have money to always have it in stock. We're trying to get back where everything's in stock all the time. We can launch new products, new T-shirts, new books, new films. We're almost there. We're in the black a little bit. We need you to support us. I thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's go to Steve, then Henry, and then Jim. Steve, you're on the air with Chris Sky. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And Chris, thank you for everything that you've done. You've been an inspiration to me in the fight against the fake COVID.
Let me just stop you. Absolutely been an inspiration. You have been a hard charger. He's not a whiner. When he tells you he's persecuted, they have bird dogged the hell out of you.
That's 100% true. I actually, I talked to a person who's a senior investigator at the OIPIRD, and that is the branch of police investigations who investigates officers and decides whether charges should be filed against officers. And I asked him if there's anybody in Canadian history who has been charged, not just arrested, but charged with more crimes than I have. And I'm in the 70s now, and I still have zero convictions. And she actually looked into it for me, and she got back to me, and she confirmed that there's no other person in Canadian history, at least, that's been charged more times and still not a criminal. So that means one of two things. It means either I'm the luckiest man alive, or it means that I'm being illegally targeted and persecuted by the government.
And by the way, I've looked into you. You're a successful builder. You had no criminal record. I mean, you're a guy that got pissed about this, and they're trying to destroy you, which, again, is a badge of courage.
Well, it's not even that I got pissed. It's that I saw a necessity to act, not just for my own business, because we're not a business, like you said, we're in development and building. We're not a business that just pays a rent and pays a few employees. We have large financial obligations. But in reality, the small business sector is the backbone of the North American economy. It makes up over 95% of the businesses in all of Canada and the States, and it's linked to around 70% of the jobs in Canada and the States. And during COVID, and not because of COVID, let's be very frank here, because of government policies to supposedly combat COVID, we lost around 30% of all the small businesses in both countries.
It's a war against prosperity. They're cutting off the pipeline. Sorry to interrupt, Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you know, everything that you have done and everything that Chris has done and all of the books that I sit here and have read, whether it's Klaus Schwab's COVID-19, The Great Reset, your book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Ed Dowd's book, Cause Unknown, and I can go on and on. Richard Fleming, is COVID-19 a bioweapon? You know, it is an information war. And everything that they are doing to us right now, and Chris has talked about this when I've heard him through the years, it's all a distraction. It's to get us away from what they're really doing to us. They're hammering us from every direction. And when your guys were asking me, what did I want to talk about? You know, the geoengineering that they're doing, the spraying of the barium salts, the aluminum dioxide. In South Carolina here, I've been telling people about this. I've taken pictures when it's really been bad. And like the last week, it's just, you don't see a blue sky anymore. And this is one of the things that they are constantly hitting us with every single day through the whole country. And if we don't stop it, they're going to kill us all. That's Agenda 2030. They want to kill all of us.
Well, the aluminum alone is killing the trees and the plants, and so much of the soil now is infertile because of it. Really great point, Steve. Thank you. Comments on that?
I couldn't hear anything he was saying.
Your earpiece must have popped out.
No, my earpiece is in, but I could only hear the first guy talking, the second guy that came through.
It must have unplugged out of the thing there. Well, we're going to have them come plug you in. You know, that's one issue we hear. These plugs are too short, and I don't know why I haven't complained to the crew that we need to get extensions on these, because it's an ongoing issue that happens. We may have to change the audio system we use, or maybe have the guests go to a wireless system so this stops happening. But this is ongoing thing. I'm not bitching, but it seems like if I say something on air, we tend to fix it so people can actually hear what's going on. He was bringing up the geoengineering, the chemtrailing.
Oh, well, people are still in denial that it exists, even though I actually posted job offerings online that were showing people exactly what type of aircraft they were going to be using, exactly what type of spraying system they're using, and they actually have two separate categories, geoengineering, cloud seeding. So people say that cloud seeding is geoengineering. No, it's not. Cloud seeding is cloud seeding. Geoengineering is spraying God knows yep. what into the sky to affect the climate in ways that they determine need to be done.
That's right. Cloud seeding is like if a place in Colorado pays to have it done to make sure there's snow on the ground.
Exactly.
They can spray and make it snow.
Yeah.
Create precipitation. Geoengineering is the whole planet-wide.
Yes, and they're doing it specifically in different areas. They're spraying these heavy metals and other toxic substances that inevitably make their way down not only into our food supply, but contaminating the soil, contaminating our skin, and we're seeing all different types of side effects from this type.
All right, I'm going to do two more segments with Chris Scott. He takes over the last 45 minutes. They'll be on the War Room as well, and Harris and Smith's American Journal, 8 a.m. tomorrow. Henry and Jim, you held over before our guest got here. I'm going to go to you. When we start hour number four today, and then in T-minus 63 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. So be sure and tune into that and share those links, because if you don't, we're screwed. You take action, we win. It's all up to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.